Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our gospel reading from Mark 2, and we are focusing on verse 5. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Let's pray together. Lord God, Heavenly Father, again thankful for the opportunity to gather as your people to hear the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. Send your Holy Spirit to work through this good news, to work faith in our hearts and love in our lives. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are wrapping up a four-week Epiphanies series called I Bring You Good News. And we've been focusing on this proclamation of Jesus at the synagogue of Nazareth, in which he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor." And then we've been looking at what this good news is through the lens of the words that Jesus actually says through the prophet Isaiah. So I bring you good news of truth, where the blind receive their sight. And then I bring you good news of freedom, where the captives are set free. And so finally, we're going to look at how those who are oppressed, constantly oppressed, are liberated because Jesus brings good news of comfort. Good news of comfort. There was a song that was popular a few years ago, and the tagline was, "So you had a bad day." Well, yeah, I think we all have our bad days, but sometimes you just have a really bad day and you need comfort right now. So where do you go? Well, you probably reach for your favorite comfort food, right? And you know what your favorite comfort food is, right? Or sometimes it's just so bad you just want to wrap yourself up in a comforter. Get it? Comforter? Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, you just want to wrap yourself in the bed and just be like, "I can't believe the wind chill out there is minus 20, which is reality right now. Or, unique to St. John's, you can reach out and wrap your hands in a fistful of white dog hair of a dog named Angel, who definitely has given comfort to many, many people. Yes, comfort comes from many places. You know, sometimes you just need to hear a good word from a friend. Sometimes you just want a hug, someone to just be present. We look for comfort when we're having bad days. But what if you're looking for comfort and you do not receive it? I've told this story a number of times, but it definitely bears saying again here because of this. It involved the radio broadcast that I heard of the interviewer interviewing a pastor, and it was shortly after the horrible, tragic day when Sandy Hook Elementary was attacked, and people lost their lives, including some elementary school kids. And this interviewer was asking this pastor, "What do you say to these families? What do you say to them who have just lost loved ones in this tragedy? How do you comfort them?" And here's what this pastor said. "Well, I would assure them that their sins are forgiven." Okay, I said to myself, that may be true, but is that particularly comforting at a time like this? Comfort. We're all looking for it, and the paralytic and his friends were definitely looking for comfort in our text this morning. In fact, they weren't just looking for it, they were desperate for it. They heard Jesus was home, and they went to go see him, and then they ran into this huge crowd just spilling out the door. They couldn't even get in, but they were desperate. So they climbed the stairs on the outside of the house to the roof, the flat roof. And they started a demolition project right there. They tore away the plaster. They tore away the branches and leaves. They tore away the beams. They opened up this hole wide enough for them to let down their friend on this mat right in front of Jesus. And there he was. There he was, the only one who could heal him of his paralysis. And when Jesus saw their faith, when he saw their faith through the actions that they were taking, Jesus says these incredible words, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And it's almost like you could hear a record scratch there. What? We just carried our friend through the dirty, dusty streets of Capernaum here. We fought the crowds and lost. We tore open a hole in the roof, and this is what you're going to give us? Son, your sins are forgiven? It's not what they were looking for. Not very comforting. What about you? What if you're looking for comfort from Jesus, and all he says to you is, your sins are forgiven? Do you find that comforting? Okay, maybe if you're actually looking for forgiveness of sins, you know, maybe, yes, Jesus, I did a bad thing. I said some bad words. I feel guilty and ashamed. Will you forgive me? And of course, he will forgive you. That's why he died and rose, yes. Well, what if you're looking for healing? What if your marriage is falling apart? What if your kids are starting to stray, starting to lose their faith? What if you lost your job, lost income? You know, what if our nation is tearing itself apart? What if you're in the middle of a virus pandemic? What if you need a miracle? Is this comforting? I've also told this story before, but again, it bears repeating at this point. It was the member of a church at my last congregation. I met her for coffee because she was really struggling with something. And even though, you know, she was a very jovial person, when we said hi to each other, I could tell she was wearing a mask. She said, "Pastor, you know that I only have one kidney." I said, "Yes." "You know that this kidney is starting to fail. And you know that I need a kidney donation or else." I said, "Yes, we've been praying about that." And she said, "Yes, I have been praying about that. I've been praying and praying and praying, sometimes through tears, and it has not happened." What was I going to say to her? What comfort was I going to give her? I mean, I eventually said, "Well, you know, you have a God that loves you, that cares for you, and you know, he died and rose, and, well, he's there for you. And that's all good. But trust me, I was struggling myself, thinking, I wish I could comfort her with these words. You know what? Jesus is going to get you that kidney." And yet I couldn't comfort her with that. But see, brothers and sisters in Christ, the real issue here is that you and I tend to believe that we can only be comforted when our pain, when our struggle, when our suffering is completely removed from our lives. We only be comforted when we're healed. We'll only be comforted when things work out. We'll only be comforted when our kids or grandkids are good. We'll only be comforted when, yes, I land that job, or, you know, I increase that income and I'm solid. We'll only be comforted when finally our nation is unified. We'll only be comforted when COVID-19 is past history. We'll only be comforted when I get my miracle. But what if you don't? What if the only thing that Jesus gives you are the words, "Your sins are forgiven"? Well, if there was anybody that was not comforted by these words, it was these guys called the scribes. They heard Jesus say these words to the paralytic, and they get their feathers all ruffled, like, why is this guy saying this? I mean, he's blaspheming, right? No man, not even Moses or David, has claimed to actually forgive sins. Only God can forgive sins. And Jesus, he knows what they're thinking because, you know, he's God. He actually looks at them, he just starts like chuckling. He's just like, huh, seriously? You're actually thinking these things? Which is easier? To actually just say your sins are forgiven, or to actually say get up and rise and go home? But you know what? I'm going to make a point. I'm going to show you what's really going on here. I'm going to show you who I really am. And then he says to the paralytic, I say to you, rise, take up your mat, and go home. And the man rises, takes up his mat, and walks right out, going home. And the place goes absolutely nuts. Oh, they're slack-jawed. We've never seen anything like this before. But in the midst of all this pandemonium going on is the actual paralytic who is now walking, carrying his mat that he no longer needs. Is he comforted? Oh, I'm sure. But he's comforted in a way that he would still be comforted even if he was still lying on that mat. Really, Pastor Ben? How would he be comforted? And how would this be comforting to you and to me? Well, when you take a look at the text here again, you see that Jesus brings good news of comfort in three ways: through his presence, through his purpose, and through his promises. First, there's the comfort of his presence. He says, son, your sins are forgiven. Now, even though it's translated son here, the word that he actually uses is child. It's a term of endearment. He is establishing a loving, caring relationship with this man like a parent would take care of his child. And that's the good news for you. You have a loving, caring God that calls you his child and invites you to just simply take all of your weariness, all of your burdens, everything to him, put your head in his lap, and be comforted by him. Then there's his purpose. You see, when he says, son, your sins are forgiven, it's not like he's telling the paralytic, you know what, all that bad stuff you did in your life, you know, don't worry, I took care of it. You're good. No. He says that you are now completely and totally restored through my word. And that is the good news of comfort for you. That when you have forgiveness of sin, yes, that includes your sinful thoughts, words, and deeds, but it also means you have a new life, complete restoration, reconciliation with the Father. You have been given your greatest need, forgiveness of sin, even if things don't happen for you. And that brings us to his promises. So he says to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. And even if he had just left that there, even if he had just said that and just left it, but when he actually heals the paralytic, it is simply because he is giving you and me a foretaste of an eternal promise that one day the lame will walk, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will rise. And that is comforting for you and me, even if you don't get healed, even if you don't find that kidney donor, even if the cancer remains, even if you're still looking for a job, even if things don't work out, even if you don't get your miracle, you have a loving, caring Savior that promises that you will be healed, that promises that everything will work out in the end, that promises that you already have eternal riches in Him, that promises that one day all of this stuff that causes your pain, your suffering, your sorrows will be gone forever. And you have that promise now through faith in Him. So you obviously know where this goes, right? The comfort that you receive is the comfort you share. And this comfort is definitely in addition to your comfort food, your comforter, and yes, even the comfort dog. What blessings from God. But then it goes way beyond it. Because this is a comfort that only Jesus can give, the comfort of His presence for them, His purpose for them, His promises for them, and it will last forever, even if they remain uncomforted by anything else. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Good news of truth. Good news of freedom. Good news of comfort. And all of this good news is focused on the one who brings it to us and is the good news, Jesus. To Him alone be the glory, now and forever. Amen.